6:16 a.m.
Well, all right.
Hey.
How you feeling, interns?
Awesome. Tired.
Well, Nico's awake.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
I'm still sick.
Oh, man.
FYI.
I'm Mitch. Get it?
Yeah, no, you got it. It was dumb, but yeah. I got it.
Whatever.
Happy Thursday, everybody.
Happy Thursday.
I've decided that I'm going to be nicer today.
Oh.
I'm going to try really hard.
There's always one day out of the week where this happens, and I'm always really excited for that day, but I never know which day it is.
So today's the day.
Keeping me on my feet, my toes, my toes.
Boom! Today's the day, guys.
You're going to be nice?
Kinder, gentler Steve-O.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
Yeah. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm still on meds, and my mouth hurts today.
When you say meds, you mean like Mucinex. It's not like something that's really drugging
you.
Well,
no, I'm actually on antibiotics. I realized last night everything that I'm taking right now. Last night before this event, myself and my best friend Joey, we emceed this event for the Albuquerque Hispano Chamber of Commerce.
Mm-hmm.
They're Education Excellence Banquet of America.
It was Susana Martinez.
AHCCEAEB.
So cool.
It was the hashtag 17 letters. It was great. Actually, the gov couldn't make it. She
really?
Had conflicting things and couldn't make it. So,
meaning she thought
Mayor,
it was boring.
Mayor RJ, actually, no, she already called last night and said, I'm sorry, I'll be there next year because she loves the event because me and Joey are there and she's always like, what up, Primo? And it's always fun. We're like, Gov! Serious. We have a blast with her.
Else to brag about?
She's hilarious. So anyways.
I've never met her.
So I took the sinus stuff that I had to take yesterday.
Sinus?
Along with 1,000 milligrams.
1,000 milligrams
of the extra strength Tylenol, whatever, to try and stop my brain from feeling like it's punching a hole through my face. It feels like it's trying to escape through my right eye right now. Yeah, true story.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
And then my antibiotics. So
I was
feeling a little off. Yeah.
Lots of meds.
Kind of like this morning. So,
just okay. So
you know, before warned, hello.
Hey, guys. Matt from Albuquerque.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Doug?
Not much.
Today I'm going to answer questions with questions.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh?
That reminds me of what one of my teachers told me once.
What did your teacher tell you once?
For my question, there's an answer, and from an answer, there's going to be another question sometime, so.
Sometimes.
Wise words. Sometimes.
Thank you.
Yeah, I forgot who that teacher was. I think it was like in elementary or something. It was a few years back.
But you'll never forget the words, and that's what's important.
That is what's important.
Exactly.
A great teacher once told me, I don't remember the teacher, but but a great teacher.
Nonetheless.
Yes. Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom.
Yeah, thank you, Matthew.
You're welcome.
So,
Steve-O, you're still feeling a little sick there, huh?
Yeah, I'm pretty dreadful. The doctor had told me I was supposed to stay in bed for 3 to 5 days. It didn't work out that way, so, because I...
Yeah, I mean, that's what they say. They say to stay in bed, you know what I mean? But, you know, sometimes it's just not possible to stay in bed all the time, you know?
Yeah.
I wish I could do that, you know what I mean? Maybe sleep in a little longer.
Yeah.
But if this bus didn't have to pick me up early, maybe like at 7 a.m., I wouldn't, be waking up too early. It'd probably be at 6.
Mm-hmm. We still have to get a cot in here.
We do. We need a cot. I agree. It's a good call.
And then Steve-O can take his nap during his break time.
Yeah.
Break time.
I like that. I'm just going to go use the Lobo room. We have something called the Lobo room here, Matthew.
Yeah, but you don't take breaks.
So say when you take a tour, I don't take breaks. I know. I need to take a break.
Yeah.
Today, I'm going to take a break. Maybe.
Proud of you.
I don't know.
Lobo room. Ooh, that
it's called the Lobo room.
It's just red.
It's painted red, so we call it the Lobo room. But there's a couch there. It's a couch, though.
Yeah, that actually reminds me. I'm more of a Celtics fan than a Lobo fan.
The Celtics are
not
NBA, and the Lobos are college. So you can be a fan of both, actually.
It's okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Boom!
Feel the freedom.
Did I just change your world?
You learn a new thing every day.
Yeah.
Anyways, Steve-O, I think you could try to use some of that, some more of the Get Sued team, maybe a nice Steve or Brito.
Ah, yes.
Possibly.
Burritos, that's
you
what
you have great
I
suggestions.
Do. Yep.
Yeah, so this morning, can you guys play me a song from the Temper track?
Yep.
And I wanted to get that out to Marie Faria with Action Tone and Truck Bolt Service.
Action 7 News.
Yeah.
No, not Action 7, it's Action Towing.
Yes.
Okay,
yeah, they're down. Yeah, they're a towing company. They're not corporate. I mean, it's just, they're down the street from me.
Oh. You're hilarious.
Oh, man. Thank you so much. Yes. Thank you.
Talk to you guys tomorrow. You guys have a great day. And feel better soon, Steve-O.
Hey, all right.
Bye-bye.
All right. Matthew from Albuquerque, everybody.
Like, he'll see us tomorrow or call us?
They hung up. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. That was awesome. Could be my favorite shout out yet.
Each day.
So random.
And here's another random thing.
Okay.
For the past few days, Thebes has tweeted me talking about the possible smell in this room because it's a bunch of guys and a girl.
Right.
I just want to let everyone know that I spray extra perfume just in case.
I would like to let everyone know that's actually what's funking up the room because we all shower and...
I shower.
And wear Old Spice.
Yeah, exactly.
And wear Old Spice.
So it just smells like a bear is wrestling a fox in here. It's fantastic.
Is this awkward if I ask, am I the fox? Bear?
Oh, right. It's the three bears. It's Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Okay.
Caught up in an MMA... free-for-all.
That could be our show name.
There you go.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears.
Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Except
you're
brown.
That's fantastic.
It's okay.
Okay. But yeah, Goldilocks and the Three Bears is pretty fantastic. Yeah. I kind of like that name. You're welcome, medication. You're welcome. Static!
Thank
good morning,
you, medication.
This is Sunny.
No,
hi, Sunny.
Hi.
Oh,
it's a good thing you woke me up.
Oh, good.
You know why?
No.
Because you're supposed to say why. Because if you're answering a question with a question.
Why?
Oh, yeah, why?
Because I have a doctor's appointment, and I almost forgot about it.
Oh?
Dude, you need to get up and get to that doctor's appointment.
Yeah.
And you need to be careful with your doctor.
What you're doing.
Hey, why?
Why?
Because I had like 30 kids at my house last night.
30?
Yeah. You know why?
Why?
Because my daughter's track team came over because we had a pasta feed because they have a big race this weekend at the track meet.
Dude.
So I had a bunch of yummy places around town that have, like, yummy donuts.
Mm-hmm.
They donated them. And then I had a place that served yummy pasta that serves, like, macaroni stuff. And they donated a bunch of pasta for us.
Uh-huh.
And so all the 30 kids ate all this pasta. And we just, like, played ping pong and Guitar Hero and basketball.
Wow, that sounds fun.
It was so much fun. I love having kids on house.
I have an idea. Because you are cool and apparently can get donuts donated. Next week, Mitch and myself are going to be here for like 12 hours straight.
Oh, we are.
Every day for the next Static fundraiser.
And
it's called Spring Link.
Oh, yeah. So excited.
We love donuts.
We do.
Well, I'll see what I can do. Usually you have to have a 30-day notice.
No, they don't. They don't need a 30-day. That's just that's like a suggestion.
I know. So I'll see what I can do because some of them are rebellious.
Right.
And they're very nice.
Speaking of donuts, do you know your doctor well?
My doctor?
Yeah, do you know your doctor?
Unfortunately, I know him very well because I have some serious issues going on. So, yeah, I know my doctor very well.
That's good.
Okay, that's good. Then you probably trust him. Mitch has a story coming up about people who don't trust their doctor and why.
Ooh. Yeah, my doctor is good.
Yeah?
I left my other doctor because she was not good.
Was she overweight?
No, but she told me that I had a hernia.
That actually has something to do with the story, so I'm not mean. I'm not mean. I'm being serious.
That was the serious part of
it. That was a serious question.
Thanks for ruining my breaking news.
I'm not ruining anything!
No, it's okay. I forgive you.
Man.
Well, but my daughter has a nutritionist at their school that was telling them Oh my gosh! Well, we're health. We eat, you know, we're health. We eat a lot of healthy food.
Right.
And she was telling them that McDonald's was good for them.
Oh no!
It is
because it'll preserve their insides for thousands of years after they're gone.
We haven't been eating McDonald's since they were like two.
Yeah, we don't. We don't rock the Mickey D's. That's not.
All right. Oh, I mean, I'm not supposed to say that word, but anyway, they were telling us that fast food. We like to eat fast food.
Yeah.
And we live in the East Mountains, and ever since I've had little kids, and we drive into town, and we have not eaten fast food in 15 years.
I was going to say, when you live in the mountains, there's nothing that is quote-unquote fast food, because it still takes you 20 minutes to get
there. When I lived in the East Mountains, it was like, hey, you want to go get some fast food? It's going to take 20 minutes to get to McDonald's, but we can do it.
Yeah. No, we just pack food. We just pack our lunches.
There you go. Right on! All right, Sonny.
So, you know why?
Why?
Because you have to have a good day today.
Oh, but why? Why do I have to?
Because it's a glorious day that God has made for you, and it could be your last day on earth.
True. That's very true. Thank you. I'll keep that in mind, because I could be dead later.
It's a good note.
Have a great day, guys.
All right, you too.
Okay, love you both.
You too? I'm sorry, man.
You just got, like, the saddest look on your face when I said that.
Why would you?
She's right. You're not given, you know, we're not promised tomorrow. Today's actually National Day of Prayer. I'm excited.
It is national. Thank you for leading into this.
We're going to talk about that coming up. Also, of course, today we have Clay Schroff from the Aspen Project. It's Theology Thursday, so if you have questions, we had a few from Shock Therapy Live that we'll carry over to today that were more theological questions.
That's true.
Definitely want to talk a lot about prayer today. We're going to revisit Jason Collins, the NBA basketball player who came out of the closet. I never understood that saying.
I feel like...
Because it was like...
Well, I get it confused.
Why the closet?
Right, and then Eminem wrote that song called Cleaning Out My Closet.
Right.
I'm like, you gotta be careful with that, Eminem, Marshall. You gotta be careful.
Marshall Mathers.
Is that how that whole rumor started? About him...
being gay?
Yeah.
Oh, probably.
I never even heard that rumor.
Oh.
Maybe it's just a hope thing.
Well, that was like a long time.
It's one of those hope things.
It's one of those hope things. All right.
We're just here. I never heard of it.
Can we do that? Every time they say something outlandish.
Must be a hope thing.
Yeah, must.
Coming up in 4.5 minutes, breaking news. But first, we've got some brand new Temper Trap for you. I'm excited. The song's called Trembling Hands. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
I'm done with my part.
The Temper Trap. Trembling Hands.
So, how'd you like that song that you haven't ever heard before?
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah?
Loved it.
Good.
Every second of it. I was in the other room.
I know, you didn't hear it at all.
I didn't hear it at all. Yeah. Was it good?
I didn't hear it either.
Oh, that's good.
But you know what?
Huh.
I trust the hands that picked it.
Were they trembling?
They were not.
Oh, okay.
So I trust them.
Right.
What? Celeste.
Speaking of trust, you got some stuff to share with us this morning.
You sure don't.
Trust that it's good information.
Yep.
Wow. I only see one stamp on there.
I don't want to talk about it.
Awesome.
Breaking news. If an overweight doctor gives advice, do you listen? Probably not. A recent study in the International Journal of Obesity shows that patients look with disdain on doctors who are overweight or obese. Just as overweight people are stigmatized in an array of professional and personal settings, overweight doctors are seen as less credible than normal weight doctors. Quote, that was quoted, normal weight. And patients are less likely to follow their medical advice.
Wow.
Sucks.
We're lame.
Sucks, bro. We are really lame.
I would think that his weight would be less important than, say, his credentials that are hanging on the wall. Like if he went to medical school or...
Right, yeah. I agree.
Pretty sure I'd trust him.
Like, I'm pretty sure he went to a lot of years of school for this job, so...
Pretty sure you have more information on this than I do.
Pretty sure WebMD leads me astray, so...
Yeah, because when I think WebMD, I just think an obese dude that's writing all that stuff down.
Oh my gosh.
I still trust it. I mean, let's be honest, it's a website. Dude's just sitting there. He's probably not in shape. Oh, actually, he probably
I don't think that's how it
round.
Works.
I see.
Thank you. It was fantastic.
Breaking news. Chris Kelly, one half of the 1990s rap duo Criss Cross, died on Wednesday at an Atlanta hospital after he was found unresponsive at his home.
That's
he
sad.
Was 34.
Jump, jump.
Crisscross makes you wanna.
No, they'll just make you.
Make you wanna.
The daddy Mac will make you.
Jump, jump.
The Mac dad will make you.
Jump, jump.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. That's sad.
I need a moment of
he
silence.
He was 34?
34 years old. Yeah.
You guys are old.
That's...
he was your age.
Yeah, thanks. That's crazy. I remember when Crisscross came out. You guys have no idea who we're talking about.
I remember.
Nope.
Every time you wake up and you put your shirt on backwards, yeah, it's in honor of Crisscross.
It's Crisscross.
They used to, like, rap with
usually
their clothes backwards.
Seriously, their clothes were backwards.
Yeah, like jerseys and stuff. And they were like, yeah. Bam, bam,
bam, bam. You said they were 12?
At the time.
They were super young, yeah.
Yeah, see, they're my age. And it was like, when they came out, they were like 12.
So how do you get that big when you're that...
No clue.
Because YouTube wasn't around, you know?
No, exactly. That's why it was so
we
impressive.
We had their cassette tape. I had their cassette.
Hey. As well. Right there. Crisscross.
Makes you want them. I'm just done. Okay, so that's sad. But good news is Jump spent 8 weeks on Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, that is good news. I'm sure he really cares about that.
Sorry, there really wasn't an upside to that story.
Yeah, there wasn't. I was just really sad.
I just had to share that information.
Gosh. What? How did he die?
He was just found unresponsive. They don't know yet.
34.
Yeah.
Wow. All
right.
The autopsy is planned for today.
Thank you. I'm sure that'll be news then when we find out. You're going to revisit the story so
follow up.
Okay.
Breaking news from banning outlier photographers from her concerts to attempting to erase unflattering images of herself from the internet.
Beyonce
is a bit of a control freak. As she commandeers the Mrs. Carter Show world tour, her rider info has been making the trade rounds, airing out all her alleged specifications. Here they are.
Okay.
$900 worth of titanium drinking straws to drink special alkaline water served at exactly 21 degrees.
Wow.
Off-white colored walls in her dressing room. Dressing rooms. Sorry.
Can we pause for a second?
Yeah.
21 degree water? Isn't that...
Frozen?
Like, yeah.
Super slushy?
Exactly. I'm so confused.
Oh, right. Because it freezes at 32.
Yeah, no, I thought the same thing.
I didn't. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Titanium straws. 21 degrees.
Okay,
alkaline
sorry.
Water.
I don't even know. That's from
battery water.
There you go.
Yeah. That stuff's pretty good. Yeah.
Good idea.
Alkaline water? Never even
heard. Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. Yeah.
A new toilet seat for every event.
Okay.
A new toilet seat for every event.
Okay.
Red toilet paper only.
Are you kidding me?
No, it's what's written on the paper. Her entire crew, from drivers to riggers, must only wear 100% cotton at all times to counter potential allergic reactions.
Wow.
No junk food. Glass platters of almonds, oat cakes, green-only raw vegetables. And a hand-carved ice ball to suck after every performance to cool her throat.
Please say that again.
Oh, my God.
Ready? A hand-carved ice ball to suck after every performance to cool her throat.
That is ridiculous.
Who's this again?
Beyonce.
That's ridiculous.
That is so... Wow. But you know what?
Pretty sure she's insane.
Good job, Beyonce.
Good job, Beyonce.
Because you're getting all of this stuff.
You know...
Only you can ask for all of that.
I have...
And Lady Gaga.
I know who rule... There are a few people that run this country.
Yeah.
And here
Oprah?
They are. Hold on, I'm not there
They're
yet.
They're all friends.
All friends. It's obviously Michelle and Barack.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then Beyonce, Jay-Z,
uh-huh.
Ellen, and Oprah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of sad. Yeah.
Those are the people that rule this country. Beyonce is like number one, though. Like, bigger than the Obamas.
Yeah.
Are you a conspiracy theorist, or did you just watch too much Saturday Night Live?
They're going to catch her.
I've watched Beyonce. I know that she rules the world, girls.
Wow.
Ladies.
Wow. Wow.
That's it.
That's all your breaking news?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like that was breaking news in itself. I had no idea who was ruling the world, but now I do.
Yeah, well, it was the country, and then it turned into the world as I kept talking. So, mm-hmm. The world.
Yeah.
It's awesome. True.
Good to know.
Yep.
Wow.
I feel like I could get in a lot of trouble for spilling that news. I'm worried.
It's
right
too
now.
Late. It's out.
I'm worried.
Cat's out of the bag.
I can't take those words back.
Beyonce's out of the bag.
Beyonce's out of the bag.
3-foot by 3-foot window.
Hey, we got birthdays coming up in 5 minutes. If you would like to get a birthday shout out to a loved one or a friend, email us studio@mystaticradio.com. We'll be doing that here in just a few. Right now, Future of Forestry. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Modern Post. White as snow. Static Radio. Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You guys feeling all right?
Yeah.
It is Thursday. Can you believe it's already almost been 2 weeks there, interns?
2 weeks? Wow.
That is kind of crazy. Wow.
Yeah.
What have you guys learned?
You're almost halfway through.
I've learned how to normalize music.
Yes!
Okay. Yes! What does that mean?
It means make them all generally the same volume.
There you go.
Is that the term for it? Normalize?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even know that. Okay.
Right click.
Boom!
Normalize.
All right. What else have you learned?
How to find stories, sort of. we're still trying to find stories that are
how to make a story
interesting. Yes, thank you.
There you go.
How to
it's okay.
Turn a story culturally to point to Jesus, maybe?
Yeah, we've done a few of those.
Man, you're not learning.
Sorry.
How to do a spot? How to voice something?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that too.
How to do traffic, Caleb?
Yeah. That.
Did you feel my pain when that happened? Did you feel my pain when I made you do traffic? That was my goal.
She hates traffic.
Really.
It's like the bane of her existence. I mean,
I had trouble getting the mouse to stay on the diamond.
Okay, my pain.
That was like it.
Like, why does this happen? See? Okay. It sucks.
Wow. You gonna be okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Right.
You should have bigger diamonds.
Bigger diamonds. I agree. There is construction work on Unser and I-40. And Unser at Ladera, there is an accident Rio Grande at Griegos and a junkload of construction over by I-25 and Paseo. Alameda between San Pedro and I-25. And guess what? More construction right there. Right lane is closed, San Mateo north at Alameda. And right lane closed, Alameda east at Jefferson. That you look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And it's time
for birthdays.
You guys ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready.
First up, this dude is... got the weirdest name in the universe.
Oh.
Wiz Khalifa.
That's good. That's a weird one. Not the weirdest.
Bruno Mars.
Nope. Let's see if somebody here's going to guess. Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
This is Pia Rancho.
What's up, Pia Rancho? You got a birthday shout out?
Oh, no, I didn't know. Are we doing birthdays?
Then why are you interrupting birthdays?
I'm sorry. Can I give a shout out to whoever birthdays you do?
What?
Wait, what?
Can I give a shout out to the people who you do birthdays for?
Sure.
You don't know anybody with a birthday today?
I don't know anybody with a birthday today. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Shout out to Engelbert Humperdinck.
Oh, that gosh. Guy.
Yep.
Engelbert
Humperdinck. Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He is. Today's his birthday.
Happy birthday, Engelbert.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Well, I just wanted to brag that I had Frappuccino and just tell you that I felt your pain. I've gotten sick too. So.
Yes.
She's
thank you for
suffering
feeling
with
it.
You.
Yeah. There you go.
Thank
Pia
you.
Rancho, everyone. Engelbert Humperdinck.
You know who else has a really weird name? Dang it, now I can't remember his name. His last name is Cumberbatch. Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's a cool name.
I love him.
It's cool. Oh,
he's so
have
cool.
You seen, do you watch Sherlock?
Heck yeah.
Yes, you need to watch Sherlock.
You need to watch Sherlock.
So good.
How old is Engelbert Humperdinck?
Who is he, though?
68.
I don't know. I mean, I know the name. I think he's a musician. I don't know.
I don't know who he is, either. 68 is my guess.
He's so famous, they didn't even give me any hints.
Prince Humperdinck.
It just says... Engelbert Humperdinck.
Wasn't Prince Humperdinck like a character?
Humperdinck.
Yeah, I think so.
That was in Princess Bride.
Princess Bride.
62. He looked like he was like 23 in that movie.
So.
Maybe. I don't know.
So 23 is your guess?
No.
Oh.
He's doing the math.
67.
Mm.
68.
Those are your final answers?
Yeah.
77.
Ugh.
Look him up. Will you look him up now?
Yeah, is it with an E?
Engelbert Humperdinck. Engelbert, yes.
Engel. E. Dun, dun.
Come on, you can spell it. Engel.
Olbert?
Engelbert.
He's a singer and composer.
See?
And he looks like that. Who is that?
Obviously,
his greatest Engelbert. Love songs album, duh. And he's American with a name like that.
He's got number one hits.
Release Me, The Last Waltz, as well as After the Lovin' and A Man Without Love.
Right.
I would never be able to take anything that that guy does seriously.
Yeah. His name's Engelbert Humperdinck.
Poor guy.
All right, moving on. She's an actress.
Natalie Portman.
And a model. And she's married to Mick Jagger.
Dang it, Mrs. Jagger. I don't know her name.
Mrs. Jagger.
Come on, just come up with a random model first name. And
Donna?
Donna Jagger.
Jagger.
Donna Jagger.
Donna Jagger. That's a funny name.
It's not Donna Jagger.
Maria
Jagger.
Giselle.
That's closer.
Maria? Monica.
Bianca Jagger.
Beyonce.
Bianca Jagger's birthday today.
Bianca is 51. Nope, she's... Nope. It's... Okay. Dang it. 40s or 50s?
43.
Nah, she's 51.
Is she still a model? 54.
Getting like the lame
54.
Ones out of the way.
54.
54, what do you guys say?
43.
51. She's 68.
Ugh.
Yes.
I knew it.
Just a touch outside.
I knew it.
Yeah.
That's almost...
She's
70.
Aging well.
Nico, this one's for you, buddy. The most famous soccer player.
Oh, can I say it? Can I say it? Can I say it? Can I say it?
Famous.
Dave Beckham.
The most famous.
Yes, Michelle can say it.
Soccer player.
Beckham.
Who?
David Beckham.
No, it's Pele's birthday.
That was a good guess.
Who?
Pele?
Yes.
No,
Pele.
It's David Beckham's birthday.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I was like, wait, if he's famous and that's the only soccer player I know.
Right, I know. You don't know him for his soccer.
I know him for his $70 million legs, insured legs. And I've never seen that dude play soccer in my life.
He's exactly. In France right now. Playing soccer. Just so you know.
Oh, good. He's
and he's
in
giving
France?
All of his salary to charity.
France.
All cool. of his salary to charity.
Because he doesn't need salary. It. Because so, yeah. He doesn't need it.
Yeah.
I don't know. That doesn't mean anything. Legs. That's still, a lot of people don't need
his
stuff.
Legs are insured for $70 million. They're insured.
They're insured. Dang it.
How old is David Beckham?
38. No.
41.
38. Yeah, I'm
going
to say 36. 37.
30. 30s. What did you say?
41.
What do you say, Michelle?
38.
Are you sure?
That's a pretty good guess.
Yes. Life. Yes, I'm sure.
Are you sure? What did you say, Nico?
I said 37, but I honestly...
Should I say 36?
It's up to you. You can say whatever you want.
Are you trying to trick me right now?
I'm not trying to trick you. I'm just trying to... I want
Look
somebody
at me.
To get one
Look
right.
Look at me. Which one?
I don't know. I can't help you. I can't help you. That'd be cheating.
Okay, I'm going to say 38.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Are you positive?
With no crossies, yes.
He's 38.
Yes!
Oh, wow.
Of course I was trying to trick you. Come on.
You were trying to trick me, but it didn't work.
I love it. You said 38.
No, it didn't.
And then you're like, no. I'm like, oh, please change it. Please change it now because that would be hilarious. No, he's 38. Good job.
Thanks.
You know you're Beckham.
Bend It Like Beckham. That was a movie.
Yeah, no, I know.
I didn't watch it. I never saw it.
From all things awesome and manly.
Russell Crowe.
Nope.
Brad Pitt.
Chuck Norris.
Lots of cars and explosions, and anytime you need an action hero.
Tom Cruise.
Nope.
No.
He's not crazy.
Vin Diesel.
Ooh.
I was going to say
Vin
Diesel.
He did beat the crap out of Vin Diesel recently in a movie.
Bruce Willis.
Nope.
The Rock.
Yes!
It is The Rock?
It's The Rock! Good job.
What's his real name?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Yep.
That's right. Today is Dwayne's birthday, and I love everything he does.
44.
Happy birthday, Dwayne.
I'm a fan.
Despite the fact that every movie you're in sucks.
What?
It's true.
Happy birthday.
You're out of your mind!
You're out of your mind for my opinion of your movie taste in...
He's like this generation's Arnold Schwarzenegger. May not be the best actor in the world.
I'm sorry.
But his movies are awesome.
This generation, meaning your generation.
My generation.
We do not like those movies.
Ugh. What was his movie with like the alien kids?
You're right. No touche.
That was a redo.
That was pretty terrible.
That was a redo. The original
was
better.
Escape to Witch Mountain or whatever.
All you had to say.
My kids loved that movie.
Or
the Tooth Fairy.
All you have to say is what. What was that movie he made? And they're like, oh, you're right.
No.
Oh, yeah.
He's made some good movies.
Name
he's
one.
Had a,
like what? Besides that one about
I don't
the
want
football.
To say.
Name one.
Wait, the one about football.
Oh, the one about with his daughter about the football.
That was
I heard
pretty
that
good.
That one was
that
good.
Was pretty
I didn't
good.
Even
that was
see
good.
It.
And
though,
that was
so.
Kind of
was
like Disney-ish, but it was still good. Yeah, that one will make you, I want to make it.
Okay.
Right there.
Name the another game plan? Name another good one. Yeah, that's it.
I'm trying to, here. No, I shouldn't look it up. There's one that I can't remember what it's called right now. Was it Closer? Not Closer. What was it called?
He's 42.
It was the one where his like brother was killed and he was like out for revenge and it was like...
Oh, and he like goes into a casino and beats everyone up with like chairs.
Like casino chips. And it was magical. No, what was that movie called? I don't remember.
I don't even know.
Ocean's 11.
I heard about that one too, though.
Dude.
Is it an older one?
Yeah. Driving.
Like I saw that movie with Ryan Gosling.
It's extremely violent.
I don't remember. Fast and the Furious 5. Hello, Fast 5.
Oh, my Fast gosh. And the Furious 5.
I'm gonna be surprised if like people actually watch that entire movie without walking out.
No, that was the one that came out before. You're thinking of 6. That's
whatever, exactly. They're all the same.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
They're totally different.
They all have Vin Diesel.
Dude.
And they're just like, hey, racing, something needs to happen. Explosions.
Static.
Dude,
hello!
Don't you do it, pool boy.
Pool boy, back me up, yo.
Walking Tall!
That was a good one, too, but that's not it. Ooh, The Rundown? Are you kidding me?
That one was pretty funny.
That movie was fantastic.
Nobody saw that movie.
Who's that guy that played with him?
Sean William Scott.
Dude, that dude is hilarious.
I know too much.
I know.
you know way too much.
You're really incriminating yourself.
But were you talking about The Rock when I guessed Walking Tall?
No, it wasn't Walking Tall, but that actually was a pretty excellent film as well.
What the heck is brother? I thought I knew every movie by that guy.
His brother died, and then he's like, I'm out of jail, and I'm getting a fast car and a big gun, and I'm
the Rock. I know what you're talking about. Whatever. I love you guys.
Love you too, bro. It's like, Dad, but I don't care that much. It's not that big of a deal. Okay, how old's The Rock?
47.
40.
What?
44.
Have you seen his skin?
Yeah, he's balding, isn't he?
No, he is not balding!
Wait, what were the two guesses? 46 and 47?
44.
Oh, 47.
47? Dude, he was in G.I. Joe Retaliation, which I never saw.
I haven't seen it yet.
Nobody saw that one?
No.
Bruce Willis is in a few good movies, too. He has his moments.
Just for the record.
He has his moments, but not as much.
Dude, Fast and the Furious. Pain and Gain, that came out last week. That was the number one movie in America.
What's that?
That new one with Mark Wahlberg
like
and him.
4 seconds.
Yeah. Never heard of it.
No?
Nope.
Let's see, what else was he in?
He's 44.
He was in this year's WrestleMania. So
ooh.
I don't, apparently not doing as well as I thought. Faster, that's what it was called.
How did you miss that? How did you not
it's
get that?
Faster.
Driving,
you're driven. You're driving, you're going really fast. Fast and the Furious. That's kind of hilarious that he's in a movie called Fast 5 and then Faster. Which is not part 6, actually. Static.
You should be in a movie called Fasting because he should just take a break.
Oh, wow. You're out of your mind. He's amazing.
He's 44.
44? Nico?
We already gave her
I know. Tell me again, because I don't listen to you guys.
Obviously.
43.
45.
He's 41, you guys.
Oh my gosh, we 41. Are so off.
Oh no.
We are so
Two
off.
2 years off.
You were so off.
2 years.
So I cannot young. Believe how off I was.
Two of them.
From the age of The Rock.
Yeah.
Dwayne The Rock come on, Johnson.
Man. Come on.
He's only 41 and I guess
44. You're so wrong.
You know who gosh. Else is just like any movie he's in sucks?
Who?
Except for The Hunger Games.
Please do not you say oh, that kid.
See it.
Who plays PETA?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he sucks as PETA, too.
Well, yeah, who's but it PETA? Still wasn't a terrible movie because of it, though. The, all the other
which
movies
which one's PETA? The one in the games?
Yeah.
I get him confused.
Yeah, the ones in the
what games. Other movies has he been in? I've never seen that kid
sucky
before.
Movies.
Oh, okay.
Is that it?
Yes, that's all I'm doing. Because it's like NASCAR. Kyle Busch's birthday today. You would never get who that even is.
I don't,
I NASCAR still don't driver. Know who that is.
He's a NASCAR driver.
There you go.
His brother's Kurt Busch.
Kurt.
Oh, today in 1989, a mall security guard in Simi Valley, California, followed a mysterious window shopper who obviously was wearing false hair and a mustache and a ratty-looking costume. Turns out it was singer Michael Jackson.
What?
Yeah. Interesting.
That's funny. Today,
that is funny.
24 years ago.
Ah, yes, on this day in history. Good job.
Why is that recorded?
I have no idea.
Funny?
That's sad, right? Okay.
I don't even... It's weird.
We gotta take a quick break. Coming back, more of this.
Ooh, today's player ukulele day.
Oh, sweet. Ooh. We're gonna take a break.
Ukulele.
There you go. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static.
A few accidents to report. One on Rio Grande at Griegos and another right lane blocked I-40 East at Wyoming. Exit 164 and some construction work on Alameda. All the way pretty much throughout Alameda. By I-25, and that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And interns, are you ready?
Hello. Sure.
Topic of the day.
Go.
Oh, what?
What?
You have so many, Nico.
I know.
So
well,
interesting.
Well, half of them are about that, like, Jason Collins thing. Okay. How about seven things you shouldn't bother 911 dispatchers about?
Okay.
How's that?
I like that.
Okay.
Are you going to give them to us in order? Or do we have to guess? Seven things that we shouldn't...
Six, five, four.
Ordering pizzas.
Or
delivering, having pizzas delivered.
Or when you don't get what you want on your sandwich at a sandwich shop.
Or,
you just got one of them.
Wow,
I think.
Nice. We actually have that phone call.
Six yeah. is to complain about a sandwich.
Yeah.
It's happened before.
Springfield is, does MO, the postal code, mean Missouri?
Yes.
Okay. Sure.
Called 911 earlier this month to complain about a sandwich he purchased at a chain restaurant.
And they didn't put...
And they, like, there wasn't a big deal, but then they, like, checked his records, and he's done calls like that 77 times since 2010. So
it's a big deal.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So what happened? I don't know what happened after that, but you guessed one of them. Good job.
Thank you. That was six.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Ding.
Oh. Yay.
Number six.
I was trying to find the actual phone call. I have it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I
do
really
you?
Do. Somewhere.
Is it in there?
Yeah, it's okay. We can move
did you,
on.
911?
Yeah, thanks.
Sandwich?
Thanks. I tried
sub?
Both of those. Yep. No, I didn't try sub. Sorry.
You should try sub.
Oh, it's Moment's okay. Over. We can move on. No, I got it. I found it. Are you ready?
Okay.
I really did find it.
That's not it. Why did Friends just play?
It says sandwich 911 call on it. But that's not the sandwich call.
Ready?
Man. Good job, interns.
That's the best
you
thing
passed
ever.
The test. You passed the test.
I've
never been more
here.
Proud of you than right now.
You know what's crazy? They play Friends late at night on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
probably how they know it.
That's kinda, not okay.
No, that's yeah, it's not okay.
That's, yeah.
But that's not.
My parents actually watched it when I was little.
Same here.
All right, seven reasons.
I watched it when I was little.
Seven reasons or seven things not to call 911 about. Go.
So do you want me to do seven?
Yes.
Okay, to ask for cigarettes.
Oh, yeah, that's probably not the best.
Oh, that dude got...
48-year-old thought it'd be funny to call the police and ask cigarettes to be delivered to her home. And she received a visit from two unhappy deputies who arrested the very intoxicated woman.
Ah, yes. Obviously, be good job. Take her to jail.
Number five, to avoid bedtime. A 10-year-old Massachusetts boy called the police to say that his mother was forcing him to go to bed. So, a cop came to the house and explained to him appropriate 911 calls.
That's cool.
That's really awesome.
That's actually cool that they took the time to do that.
Yeah, which is nice.
I like that.
It was like just after 8 p.m., so the kid was really mad. number four, to complain about your mom. 19-year-old Vincent Valvo.
Ugh, she just won't stop.
called for backup.
What?
Let's see. He hoped that his mom would be arrested because he didn't like how his mom was talking to him.
Wow.
So yeah, visibly drunk teen arrested that night.
Wow.
Released for a $500 bond.
Wow.
I think the common thread so far has been really drunk people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Misusing it.
Number three, to request a divorce. 42-year-old Pennsylvania woman asked officers kindly to, one, make her husband leave her home, and two, to grant her a divorce.
Wow.
And they had to explain to her that's how a divorce, you know, goes down, so.
Wow.
Citation.
Wow.
Citation. Good job, police officers.
Number two, because you're lonely.
Oh,
hey,
man.
How's it going?
Oh, that's just sad.
64-year-old, highly intoxicated.
Ah, yes.
Yes.
Again. Common theme.
Yeah, so. And number one, to get a refund from your drug dealer.
What?
No way.
Are you serious?
No way.
Please tell us more.
Read that one.
Okay. So, this is a quote from Yahoo News. Next time you have a buyer's remorse after scoring some weed, don't call 911 hoping to get your money back, as Katrina Tisdale apparently did. The 47-year-old had reportedly forked over her last $50 to a drug dealer earlier this month, only to realize she'd be plumb out of cash until her next Social Security check arrived.
Wow.
Tisdale reportedly then called her local St. Petersburg, Florida police to ask them to track down her dealer and demand a swift return of the cash. Unsurprisingly, the dispatch was not eager to help. In fact, deputies arrested her for misusing the police emergency system and held her on a $100 bond.
Wow.
And she
which
didn't
she
have
obviously
that.
Didn't have.
She yep. didn't have that.
Wow. So, all right.
Great.
Oh.
Seven misuses of...
Oh. Good now, job, why people. Have you called 911?
Stop it.
Yeah, exactly. I didn't know where I was going with that.
Coming up, I want to talk about Jason Collins, the NBA... star who came out of the closet. There's been some back and forth this week. I found this story from Nico. A Christian group is actually calling for the suspension of an ESPN analyst, but not for the reason that you would think. I'm actually quite surprised by it, especially considering they call themselves a Christian group. But we'll talk about that coming up. Right now, hey, quick reminder, our birthday bash going down Friday, June 14th with these guys. Whoop. Come win.
So good.
Also, House of Heroes.
So good.
Steve Owen.
In the morning.
Static. My epic song called Hail.
Hey.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Morning.
Steve Owen Mitch hanging out. Happy Thursday.
Hey.
It's a good one.
Interns, you guys are full of words today.
And burrito. Oh,
that's true.
That's
true.
That's so good.
So, Bo!
Throwing it down.
Guys. Yeah.
Ian over there today.
Yeah. No, I'll like to just sing Foo Fighters. You gotta contribute.
That's why I, whenever I have produce a bed, I just loop the part where there isn't music. Otherwise, I just sing along to it.
Ah, right. You're so much better.
No, I'm not so much better. I'm not so much better.
Did you guys hear that? Did you hear her say that?
I'm humble.
So, a Christian group is calling for the suspension of ESPN The Magazine writer Chris Broussard.
Yes, sir.
We've talked about this a little bit. Jason Collins, an NBA player, came out as homosexual this week in an interview with Sports Illustrated. And he also considers himself a Christian. And Chris Broussard, well, I was going to say a basic, but here's his exact quote, actually. He says, quote, "Personally, I don't believe that you can live an openly homosexual lifestyle or an openly premarital sex lifestyle between heterosexuals. If you're openly living that kind of lifestyle, then the Bible says you know them by their fruits. It says that's a sin. And if you're openly living an unrepentant sin, whatever it may be, not just homosexuality, adultery, fornication, premarital sex, whatever it may be, I believe that's walking in open rebellion to God and to Jesus Christ. So I would not characterize that person as a Christian because I don't think the Bible would characterize him as a Christian," end quote. He said this on ESPN. Chris Broussard. He, of course, since has drawn quite a bit of reaction from, well, just about everyone. And one group called Faithful America, their motto, by the way, is "Love thy neighbor, no exceptions," launched a petition wanting to get Chris Broussard suspended from ESPN, saying Chris Broussard's hateful attack on Jason Collins for being gay was an unacceptable misrepresentation of the Christian faith. ESPN must immediately suspend Chris Broussard and guarantee the network will never again be used for gay bashing. End quote.
Oh my gosh.
Gay bashing.
So here's the question. What are your thoughts? I want to open the phone lines and just let people speak. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. ESPN, in fact, released a statement about it and said that this was just part of a respectful discussion of personal viewpoints. They say, "We regret that a respectful discussion of personal viewpoints became a distraction from Monday's news. ESPN is fully committed to diversity and welcomes Jason Collins' announcement," end quote. They haven't suspended Chris Broussard for his comments.
Which would be... Okay, am I allowed to comment on this yet?
You can do whatever you want, Nico.
I don't know. Well, okay, there's a caller. Yeah, let's just go ahead.
Static.
You keep saying that word, but I do not think it means what you think it means.
This is TJ.
Has America seriously lost its understanding of what the word hate means?
Right. Right.
Man, I went on a rant on this last night with our youth group, and it's like...
And on Twitter.
Yes, I did. Like, give me a break. Like, just because I disagree with you, and I'm like, dude, that's not cool. Be all, you're full of hate, you're a bigot.
Yeah.
Give me a break, guys.
Amen.
This is from a quote-unquote Christian group called Faithful America saying that he was gay bashing when he said that he did not believe you can live an openly homosexual lifestyle. Because if you're openly living that kind of lifestyle, whether it's homosexual or premarital sexual or adultery, fornication, whatever it may be, he said that's walking in open rebellion to God. That's what he said.
Yeah.
And now that's quote unquote gay bashing, and they're calling for him to be suspended. A Christian group.
I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah, TJ. Thank you so much for the call.
Sure. Thanks,
guys. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, yeah, good morning, guys. Just real quick, so I'm sure the phones are going to be lit up on this, but you know what? Chris Broussard is my hero.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You know, and if these people cannot handle the fact that he's just giving his own opinion, okay? Everyone else has their own opinion, you know?
Yeah.
So these people just need to take a chill pill and just go on a long drive somewhere.
I think my favorite part about this is their motto is "Love thy neighbor, no exceptions," except that's not what they're doing, because they're calling for the suspension of Chris Broussard because they're not willing to love what he said, because they're kind of already choosing a side.
Yeah.
They're actually negating their own motto.
How does this make news?
That is exactly right.
Yeah, so.
Exactly right. Anyway, hey, guys, thank you very much. Bless
thank you.
Guys.
All right, God bless you too, man. Yeah, it's interesting. They've also launched petitions targeting the Boy Scouts of America for discriminating against homosexuals and St. Anthony's Roman Catholic Church in Oceanside, New York, which banned a member from volunteering after he married his same-sex partner. So,
wait, a Catholic church?
Yeah.
We got in trouble for that?
Yeah. A Catholic church banned a member from volunteering after he married his same-sex partner. And so they're launching a petition against them, too. Did I mention these guys say they're a Christian group? They're called Faithful America. Thoughts? Hello.
Hey, it's not that big for...
Right?
Right. I mean, yeah, you're definitely an alien right now.
Dude. Call us back when
reception.
You have a different cell phone.
I wonder how people would feel once they find out that Calvary Albuquerque doesn't hire people unless they believe that Jesus is God and they have a relationship with him.
Yeah.
Like, that's how you get hired.
Well, it's a church.
Yeah. Okay. They banned a guy.
No. The Roman Catholic Church banned a member from volunteering because he married his same-sex
partner. You can't volunteer here if you do that.
Right.
Here at Calvary, you can't even volunteer.
So, well, we don't. Do you know that? Do we know that? Can you say that on the radio? Do you know that?
If somebody goes out and marries their same-sex partner here at Albuquerque, here at Calvary, you would not be able to volunteer.
Yeah, well, apparently Faithful America is launching petitions targeting groups just like us. In fact, they're right now targeting this ESPN analyst for his quote-unquote gay bashing. Because Chris Broussard said, quote, "Personally, I don't believe that you can live an openly homosexual lifestyle or an openly premarital sex between heterosexuals. If you're openly living that kind of lifestyle, the Bible says you know them by their fruits. It says it's a sin." And Jason Collins, an NBA player, came out this week, said he was a homosexual, also says he's a devout Christian. And so thus the commentary from Chris Broussard, and now lots of reactions. So we're taking yours, 505-338-3700. Static.
What up?
Hey.
What up?
You know, this one goes in all directions. One, Faithful America, how are you going to run it? How are you going to have a name like that for your group, but run opposite to what your faith dictates in a way, you know?
Okay.
Like I understand the whole, like, not wanting to just straight, like just hate on people because you're not supposed to do that. But we're also called to call out sin where it stands, you know?
Right.
So how do you, it's getting crazy because it's starting to get like a lot of other countries. You're starting to get in trouble for speaking their opinion or speaking their faith, even though, and they just equivalent, oh, well, you don't agree with me, then you must obviously hate me. And I just don't get that.
Right.
It's sad.
Thanks so much for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing this morning?
Fantastic.
Awesome. Well, I have a comment kind of about this, you know, gay basketball player, and it's something that I've kind of encountered in my personal walk with God. You know, I have a lot of friends who are, quote-unquote, gay, you know, and so the thing is that I've learned is that it's just, you know, something that God's taught me is that we're not supposed to love the sin, but we are supposed to love the person. And, you know, whatever degree that is, you know, whether we're praying for them or we're reaching out to them, but we're supposed to still show them that they're people and they're still loved by God, regardless of the sin that they're in.
Agreed.
You know, and the same thing with people who, you know, have the premarital sex. You know, we're not supposed to be happy about it, but we're not supposed to judge them either.
Right. Thank you.
So, this group, whoever they are, love thy neighbors, whoever they are, whatever they do, you know, they're totally contradicting themselves as Christians by reaching out and getting this guy.
Yeah. Thank you so much for the call.
Thanks.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, so I think I have better cell phone service now.
There you go.
Okay.
Yay.
All right. So what I was saying is, you know, everybody who goes out and preaches acceptance and all this crap, you know, that doesn't apply to conservative Christians is what I've noticed. You know what I mean?
Right.
Anything we say is hate and they disagree with us and we're the haters all of a sudden, you know? And I think that's, you know, if they're going to go out and preach acceptance and they need to, and if they say that, you know, everybody should have a point of view, then shouldn't we also have a point of view? You know,
I agree.
Why is it?
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, great words. It's true, because as we're saying, this group called Faithful America, their motto is love thy neighbor, no exceptions. Yet right now, all they're known for is launching petitions targeting groups because they say they're gay bashing, but they're just tearing down another human being. So it's like, who do we pick and choose who is, you know, who we're going to go after or who we're going to quote-unquote love? So, yeah, it's unreal.
Well, exactly. You know, it's like the same situation as back with the whole Chick-fil-A drama, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Like, you know, just for stating this guy's opinion, he's labeled as a hater and stuff.
Right.
And dig it. But, you know, whenever people go out and see the exact opposite, you know, they're not haters. They're just, you know,
yeah.
I think it's a little crazy.
Yep. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number, if you're just joining us. Jason Collins, this last week, an NBA player, he came out and said he was a homosexual. Also said he's a devout Christian. Well, that spawned a conversation on ESPN, and an ESPN analyst, Chris Broussard, made a comment and said, personally, I don't believe you can live an openly homosexual lifestyle or an openly premarital sex between heterosexuals. If you're openly living that kind of lifestyle, the Bible says you know them by their fruits. It says that's a sin. If you're openly living an unrepentant sin, whatever it may be, not just homosexuality, adultery, fornication, premarital sex, whatever it may be, I believe that's walking in open rebellion to God and to Jesus Christ. So I would not characterize that person as a Christian because I don't think the Bible would characterize him as a Christian. End quote. So Chris says this on ESPN, and it's interesting because Bubba Watson, he's a pro golfer, he supported those comments on Twitter, and Twitter, of course, blew up right after that in comments for or against what Chris Broussard has said. But since then, this group, Faithful America, has launched an online petition asking ESPN to suspend him for these comments, saying that they're gay bashing, that, you know, that misrepresents Christians because we don't feel that way. I think can I sign a petition to have Faithful America suspended from America because they don't represent me as a Christian,
right?
Because they're ignorant, in my opinion.
Good question.
Does that count? Can I do that? Can we start our own petition?
Let's do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. Hello.
Good morning, Steve and Mitch, interns.
Hey.
Morning.
Like you said, they're ignorant.
Yeah.
basically, what I have to say about Chris's comments and the duality of America's response by calling him a gay basher, being hateful, is that they're totally wrong. What he's actually doing is very loving by exposing the truth that this basketball player is living by false doctrine, basically.
Right.
And, you know, if he feels that his lifestyle and the way he's living is going to get him that eternal reward, he's sorely wrong. And basically, you know, if any one of us holds back this truth from other people, that would be the sincerest form of hate, because if we truly believe this and don't share it with people, that's the most hateful thing that we can do.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Dude, you know, thank you. Yeah, great words.
Rock on, guys.
All right, man. Thanks for the call. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello. How's it going?
Oh, it's going well. How you doing?
Good. I have a comment on the Chris's...
Yeah.
Well, in the Bible, God says, love thy neighbor as himself, and it doesn't say, love your neighbor unless they're gay.
Right.
Yeah, and I mean, in all eyes, like in God's eyes, all sin is equal. It's not, okay, just because they're gay, we have to hate them because being gay is worse than murdering somebody.
Absolutely. Well, I think that's exactly what Chris Broussard said on ESPN. He said, yeah, if you're living an open, unrepentant sin, whatever it may be, not just homosexuality, but adultery, fornication, premarital sex, whatever it is, he says, I believe that's walking in open rebellion to God and to Jesus Christ. So, yeah, I agree with everything you're saying. I also agree with Chris Broussard's comments that you can't walk in outright rebellion to God's word and still claim that, you know, you're a Christian. Does that make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
And also, it's like, we're as Christians, we're called to love everybody,
mm-hmm,
not just the people that are straight or don't sin, because everybody sins. We're called to love everybody.
Yeah.
And there's no exception.
I agree.
That doesn't, I mean, we don't have to, we're not supposed to hate them. I mean, we don't have to exactly agree with their lifestyle.
Right.
That doesn't mean we can't love them.
Do you think it was hateful for Chris Broussard to say that he didn't believe that Jason Collins was a Christian because he was a homosexual? Do you think that was hatred?
Well, I mean, I don't think it was hatred. He was just stating his opinion, but it wasn't right that he said that. I mean,
he was repeating God's word. Do you know what I mean? So I would actually have to disagree with you on that. Because this is what God's word says, and we're still called to be salt and light. We're still called to be gracious to outsiders, but we're still called to speak the truth. And now we speak that truth in love. And I think he did a really good job being professional and telling what Scripture has to say without, quote-unquote, condemning him. But God's Word has already done that, you know. God's Word is very clear on living in any lifestyle contrary to the character of God. So, thank you for the comments.
You're welcome.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. This is what's hard.
Yeah.
Calling something hatred, defining stuff like that, you know what I mean? We've gotten a lot of that, it seems.
And actually, Bill chimed in on Facebook, quoted Isaiah 5:20, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness." Sadly, this should come as no surprise.
Yeah.
It's sad that this comment of Chris Broussard's is being, like, equated with hate. Like,
right.
And just because he's disagreeing with the lifestyle. And I think, I mean, this is a good opportunity to witness to the people that are like, "Whoa, man, why are you hating?" Like, but when we're just saying this isn't right, and like, I'm sure Chris Broussard is genuinely saying this out of love. I mean, he wants, as we do, Jason Collins to be one of the brethren and not lost in this trial and feel like he has to be proud of what he struggles with and such. So
some of the best love I ever got from my Christian friends was when I was living in sin, and they were bold enough, because they loved me enough, to come to me and tell me I was acting like an idiot.
Yeah, for sure.
Bold enough to come to me and hold me accountable to my words and to my faith, and to say, "Hey, what you're doing right now is contrary to what you're saying. So either, you know, follow God's word or stop saying you love Jesus." And it was some of the harshest words, but it was said in love, and it was one of the, man, those moments, you know, that those are moments of accountability, those moments where friends are bold enough and love you enough to say, "Hey, dude, what you're doing is destroying you, and you're going down a path that sucks." Those are some of my, man, dearest friends, because I know they actually do love me. So I think it's hard when people say that these are hateful words, when truly you can hear it in Chris Broussard. There's no hate in him. He's just speaking God's word. So 505-338-3700, the phone number. Take a couple more calls, and then we got to take a break. Static.
This is Mark Wiggins.
Hey, Wiggins. Fireman Wiggins.
And I'd like to come out as a straight married guy.
Hey.
Right now.
Right on.
For the whole world to know. Hey, I guess I would say homosexuality is a little different in God's eyes, because he calls it an abomination. But, you know, I don't care if somebody's gay. I can judge their actions. Judge my actions. Follow me around. You can't judge my soul. And I don't think anybody's trying to judge anybody's soul for being gay or a drunkard or anything. But to be a drunk and to actively say I'm a drunk, but I'm still inheriting the kingdom of God, is just contrary to God's word.
Right. First Corinthians chapter 6.
Right, so right. You know, I have actually a lot of gay friends and several gay relatives that I love and adore, but I'll always let them know there's a better way to live,
right?
Kind of stuff, and doesn't mean I don't love you, and it absolutely means I don't hate you for sure.
Churchill, song called "Change." Static Radio. I'm not kidding right now, Michelle. You are in trouble.
Why?
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Good morning.
Why am I in trouble?
You just hit me with a confetti egg.
No, I didn't.
It's like in my hair.
Cascarones.
It is all over the floor.
Spanish class.
Nice, good job. I didn't.
I hope you're going to vacuum.
Vacuum what? Why would I vacuum?
You destroyed everything.
I say we keep this. Like.
No, I think this looks really
nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It gives it more liveliness.
Yeah. There's not enough color in this room.
When we get bored, we can just throw it around, you know?
See?
Yeah.
See? All.
And we need to put something right there, because that just like...
That corner?
That boring. Corner of this dust.
All in favor of keeping the confetti? Say aye.
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 All opposed? Aye.
No, it's nay.
Nay.
Yay, four ayes.
So your vote doesn't count.
Negation.
Yeah.
That's not true.
You get it wrong.
Anyway... Good morning. It's 8:34. Steve-O and Mitch, Static Radio. Good morning. It's been a really good morning now. I love this. This is amazing.
Yeah, that's great.
Hey, why are you being such a hater?
Because I said, if you hit me with that,
I'm going to go home. And I'm going to change, and I'm not coming back. And so I hit you with it.
And now you have to do ABQ Connect today, and you're going to be really pumped.
You are still here.
Yeah,
you're still
here. I said after the show. So,
no, you didn't say after the show. You said, I promise.
Steve-O and Mitch, hanging out with you. It is Thursday, which means coming up in 25 minutes, we have Theology Thursday with Pastor Jarrett.
That's right.
Maybe he can breathe some sense into you.
Probably not.
With his words of truth.
Probably not.
Because you're a liar.
I'm not a liar.
I asked you not to do that, and you said, I won't.
I said, promise.
And you said, yeah, I promise.
And I did not say no crossies.
Bible says let your yes be yes, your no
be
no.
Then why'd you ask me promise?
Because I know you. So, we've been talking, actually, pseudo-seriously this morning.
Yeah, whoops.
Yeah, like touche.
Touche.
It's all right. I was at Urban Outfitters yesterday, so I was talking like that pretty much all afternoon.
Did you fit in when you walked in? Were you like, yeah, I could hang here?
I guess.
Yeah. Some people walk in and they just feel so completely uncomfortable.
That's how I feel when I walk into Hot Topic these days.
Right. You're like, what's going on in here?
This is weird.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Mostly because like I don't own jeans
Saturday
with like...
morning cartoons.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
What happened in there?
I don't know. I have no idea what happened, but something changed. It's creepy. So anyways... So we were talking earlier about Jason Collins, the NBA basketball player who came out of the closet, and in an announcement to Sports Illustrated, ESPN had a commentary on it, and Chris Broussard. Why? Okay, here's a question. I agree with Thebes. Why did you pick that photo for the story?
Because it was the only thumbnail
That's
available.
Robert Wagner and Joan Collins.
Okay.
They have nothing to do with the story unless they're part of the Christian.
Oh my gosh, do you want me to punch you right now? Because that's the only thumbnail that was available and I couldn't delete it, otherwise it deleted the entire story.
You should have put no thumbnail. I mean, I opted for no thumbnail
the first time.
That's Robert Wagner and Joan Collins.
It was the only thumbnail available.
So weird.
And some people appreciate it. Yeah. Some people appreciate that.
Chris Broussard, he's an ESPN analyst. He's being accused of gay bashing by a Christian group, quote unquote. Give us your thoughts. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio.
Do you want me to read them?
Sure.
Thebe says, I'm encouraged by the comments at the end of the article. Third, this comment by an admitted homosexual is... Poignant. Is that how you say that word?
Poignant?
Poignant? I don't ever know.
It's poignant.
Poignant?
Yes.
I absolutely disagree with calling for the suspension of Chris Broussard. I totally agree with what he said. I totally disagree with what he said, but I defend his right to say it. And that was a comment from a person who just read the article, and he's an admitted homosexual, and so there's that. There are some sensible people in the world.
Yeah.
Let's see.
That's funny. TJ Holt.
I'm now a Twitter follower of Chris.
Yeah.
Bubba Watson stands with Chris. Good people.
Yeah. Bubba Watson, the PGA golf player, if you will. Stood by him.
Liz says, I disagree with him. We all sin, Christian or not. We can't lose our salvation because we sin. That's the point of salvation. I'm not saying I agree with living in an openly homosexual relationship, but I am saying that we all sin every day. So what makes us better?
That he's not trying to find it.
505-338-3700. Static.
Yeah, my name's Joe.
Hi.
Hi, and I've got a comment on that. You know, it's to me, I understand him, and you know, I don't condone what he said. You know, I do believe it, but it's just tough love, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way I see it. You know, it's real tough love, and you know, I'm an alcoholic. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I was an alcoholic for many years. I'm a reborn again Christian for 6 years, and I've been sober for five, going on 5 years now. And I just wish I had somebody to do that tough love with me.
Yeah.
You know, so it's I agree with
with what was said. You know, it's I'm against homosexuality. You know, it's not right because that's what the Bible says, and I've got good friends that are like that, and I try to tell them, but, you know, it's, if they want to listen, they're going to listen. If they don't, they don't.
Right.
So that's where I'm at. You know, I just wish I had the tough love.
Yeah, absolutely.
Back then, so.
Right on, man. Thanks for the call.
Right, thanks.
All right.
That guy was calling from like a basement landline or something.
And then he came out halfway
out
through.
Yeah. You're like, whoa, hey.
505-338-3700 is the phone number if you would like to chime in. Nico, you're like chomping at the bit. You wanted to comment.
Yeah.
Are you not wanting to comment now?
No, I... Well, like, about that other comment I was...
Yeah,
I don't know.
Earlier
now,
comment on Facebook.
Now, I was... I don't know. I'm just kind of thinking, like, the... To repent of sin, I mean, it literally means just to change your mind. If you don't realize that your sins are sins, then, I mean, the whole point of salvation is to realize you need a Savior. And if you don't...
Yeah, it's agreeing
with
God.
You need a Savior. Yeah, it's
agreeing
just agreeing
with God about... Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So. And so I understand what you're saying, because if someone is saying, well, yeah, but to me this isn't a sin, but God's word clearly says it's a sin, I agree. I think there is a difference. And, of course, we will talk about this with Pastor Jarrett coming up at 9 o'clock for Theology Thursday. Go ahead.
Joe says, I love how Christians are so quick to cite scripture that backs their personal feelings, but not that which they do not agree with. Anyone who holds the Bible as the word of God that should be adhered to strictly has never had to stone a child to death, kill a slave, or impregnate their dead brother's wife.
Here we go.
Okay.
We're in a
and
new covenant.
Are we
go.
Really going to talk it? Yeah. Okay. Do you want to talk about the new covenant relationship that we have with Jesus Christ? Or how, my favorite are arguments like that. As far as killing a slave or impregnating a dead brother's wife, which
I don't know. I think that's like the main. I was actually reading comments on like these stories about Chris Broussard yesterday, and they're like, well, several people are doing all this stuff, and they're pointing to like Levitical law, like they're pointing to these, you know, the Torah or whatever, and pointing to these and saying like, well, look at all this stuff. And it gives us an opportunity to share what the new covenant is all about, because I obviously most of these people think that it's his homosexuality that's leading. Well, okay, a lot of people, like most people are thinking that are reading this who aren't Christians, are saying like, he's a really bad person because of his homosexuality, and that's why he's going to hell. And they think that all of us, you know, saying that his sin is sin, are thinking that we're really good people by our own works. And this is a chance to witness to those people and say, no, we're not saying that. It's about repentance. You have to realize that your sin is sin, and that you need a Savior. It's not,
dude, I suck. I screw up daily.
Exactly,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I make plenty of mistakes, and it's only by the grace of God that I am saved. You know, not of anything that I do. And ooh, I have this Christian morning show, and okay, so I'm gonna tally that
I'm
off.
The best.
what else? My kids are. I played catch with my kids yesterday. That makes me a good person, right?
You have a family. You are married to your wife.
And so there you go. So that's another check mark in the good side.
Exactly.
No, that's not it at all.
It's literally about saying, wow, I suck. Jesus, you are my very being.
Yeah.
Like, you are my salvation.
Agreeing with God.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, in essence, we're just saying, what's Jason Collins, right?
Yeah.
Is his name? Yeah, just saying, like, you just said, I realize that I have these struggles. And I mean, it's sad. I was reading, like other comments on this too, and in the past about homosexuals who have just given it to God and he's completely transformed. Because a lot of people are like, well, you're gonna like struggle with this forever, but I mean, God's grace is so powerful and can change your desires. I mean, when you're just full of Jesus, your wants become his wants, and it's amazing. And I've read all these stories about, you know, these people formerly struggling with homosexuality now having these awesome families, witnessing to people, and it's so amazing. And I know, like, we all want these kind of experiences for people like Jason Collins, and it's sad when they feel like they have to, like, it can't change what they go through, and they feel like they identify themselves with it, you know, and we just want these people to identify themselves with Christ and say, I am nothing of myself, you know?
One of my favorite verses is 1 Corinthians 10:13 that talks about how nothing has overtaken you that is not common to man, and God is faithful. And it talks about sin. It talks about what it is. And one of the reasons why I hold this scripture so dearly is for this reason. It says, no temptation has overtaken you that's not common to man. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability, but with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. And what I loved about that, when it really dug into my heart, was the fact that no temptation has overtaken you that's not common to man. And I think so many times when we're struggling with something, when we're dealing with something, we feel alienated, like, you don't understand because you don't deal with what I'm dealing with. So you don't know me and you can't judge me. And so you just have no grasp on my life. Yet God says it clearly that there's no temptation that's overtaken you that's not common to man. God's not surprised by this. God understands. He knows. He created you. So whatever it is that you are going through, it's not that, oh, you're a homosexual, you're going to hell. Oh, you're an alcoholic, you're going to hell. Oh, you're a liar, you're going to hell. Oh, you're a thief, you're going to hell. The idea is agreeing that you suck. The idea is agreeing that all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. We are all fallen. We all deserve death and hell and damnation, but God loved us so much that he sent his son, that if you believe in him, if you cling to and trust in and rely on Jesus Christ as your savior, that's it. You'll be saved. You will be redeemed. And so I hear what the lady's saying, though, because this guy's saying, I'm a homosexual. We don't know if he's practicing. We don't know where he's at in his life. All we know is he says, hey, I'm gay. I also love Jesus. And we immediately go, what?
That doesn't make sense.
Because we just had an alcoholic call who said, hey, I'm an alcoholic. Well, recovering alcoholic, because I'm not an alcoholic, but he still struggles with alcoholism. Mm-hmm. So, would that be any different? It's something to think about. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
What up, Dean?
What
hey,
up?
Shane.
Dude, what an intense conversation this morning.
No. Right?
Yeah.
Thanks,
when
ESPN.
I heard you impregnate my brother's widow, I was like, wow, okay.
Yeah, those are some of my favorites, you know, going to, hey, well, how come you didn't take your wife to the city wall and, like, stone her for, that was Levitical law,
for sure.
You're talking about different laws for different
cultures. So in context, kind of. Right? We gotta keep things in context,
right?
So here's my thing, man, I'm just saying, I get that all sin is equal in the eyes of God, right?
Mm-hmm.
But isn't there something to be said for, like, staying in your sin? Or like you said, you pointed out some scripture where, and you're fond of saying, you know, God will throw you the rope, but you got to climb it.
Yeah.
Mm.
So absolutely.
That's where I'm at with this. I'm just like, you know, yeah, dude, I commend the dude. It takes a lot of bravery and courage to come out and be honest about your situation. But then isn't there something to be said for trying to, trying to correct that situation and not, you know, just because you've acknowledged it doesn't mean that it's okay to sit in it.
1 John chapter 1, verse 5 says, this is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him there is no darkness at all. Verse 6 says, if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. So, some interesting stuff there, because verse 8 goes on to say, if we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And so those scriptures remind us that, hey, you know what? Yes, we all have sin. But walking in the darkness means just hanging out in your filth and saying, you know what? This is foul and bad and wrong, and I know it's against God, but I don't care because I want to choose this above God and walking in it, but then still trying to say you're a Christian. However, if you struggle with something, if you have those transgressions, we confess those transgressions. Hey, I struggle with sexual sin. Hey, I battle with greed. Hey, I battle with lust. Hey, I battle with anger issues. I battle with, and we have that fellowship and we draw that out into the light. That doesn't mean I have to, you know, come on air and say, hey guys, last night I saw this car and it made me want to, like, go stab that guy. What is wrong with you?
Wow.
But it does mean that if we have like those hidden sins in our heart and we know that they're wrong, but we're like, yeah, whatever. I don't care about them. That is dangerous. That is where it's like you're deceived because you're not walking in the light. That doesn't mean you have to wear a billboard that says everything you've done every second of the day, because you are going to fall short of God's glory. You are going to sin. But
you have a responsibility to work at this.
Right. It doesn't give you free rein to say, well, I'm a sinner and I suck, so I'm just going to continue with this because God knows and he loves me anyways.
Right. So that's what I'm at with that.
Yeah. You continually grow in that as you draw closer to Christ, and he will remove those things through that relationship. And yeah, sometimes it takes time. You don't come to him and you're magically overnight clean and absolved.
Right.
From, like, yeah, dude, now I don't have any more sin problems in my life. I'm perfect. You are washed clean.
I love you, man.
You know, you are forgiven, but there's still a battle. Go back and read Romans 7, 8, and 9, where Paul's like, bro, the things that I don't want to do, those are the things I'm still doing. And the things I want to do, I'm not doing.
It's so hard. And that's the human experience.
And
Paul totally documents it perfectly. He articulates it perfectly. He's like, dude, 2 seconds ago I said I didn't want to do this, and 2 seconds later I'm doing it.
Right. But the best part is Romans 8 verse 1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. If you are walking in Christ, if you fall, you get your butt back up and you keep going.
Right.
But don't freak out when you fall, because you're going to, because your sin, your flesh is always going to battle the spirit. And that's what it talks about, your sin nature, your flesh, and so, Shane.
There it is.
Shane.
Right on, man.
Hurricane Shane.
Shane.
Brother.
All right. Love you, bro.
I love you too, bro.
Oh, yeah. Ready? Shane! So we're talking about, all this wonderful stuff. We got to take a quick break.
We do.
What a show. Interns, have you had fun?
Yes, I have.
That's good. You guys get to move over now because Pastor Jarrett's coming in to hit us with some theology. Theology Thursday. It's definitely definitely time.
Yes.
Definitely time for some theology to kick in here.
Oh, yes.
We've heard our opinions, but how about when the pro comes in? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Love this guy. Talking about Steve Perry now.
Obviously.
I'm just kidding. On the way, Pastor Jarrett and Theology Thursday, and of course, we'll take your thoughts and opinions as well. It's going to be a good hour. Right back, we got some Clemency, some Brett Detter, and of course, of Monsters and Men. Culture Shock. Good stuff.
Good stuff.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. The Daylights. That's the name of the band.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging out with you. Hello. How's it going?
Hey.
It is 9 o'clock. It is Thursday, which means Theology Thursday. And our dear friend, Pastor Jarrett, from all the way downtown.
Bing. Oh. Yeah. I have to do that sound effect.
Yeah, I like that.
I met somebody last night who goes to Calvary Knob Hill at the Lobo Theater.
Awesome, you did?
At the event we...
Cool.
We were rocking, yeah.
Well, it's great to be here this morning.
It's good to have
awesome.
You, buddy.
Love it.
Had you
Weather's
at
great.
Prom on Friday night. You threw down the gospel. It was pretty amazing.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Good job.
Over 300 kids.
Yeah, it was pretty fresh.
Yeah, it was awesome.
We
did
have fun.
The whole setup was nice. Adrian,
did an amazing job.
Yeah.
An amazing job.
Pretty fantastic.
Very good.
Yeah.
So how are you guys doing this morning?
Good. Good.
Yeah. I am still hella sick. Can I say that?
You just don't
look that bad, though.
I feel dreadful.
Yeah.
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 He's on a lot of drugs,
sound
though.
Good. Yeah.
You sound great.
Thank you. What's new?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I feel, fantastic. So, we've been talking a little bit about this. This Christian group calls for an ESPN writer's suspension. I don't know if you've been following the story this week. Have you been following it?
Actually, I haven't, but I saw some posts and different things regarding it, and, just with the media had turned around. It's interesting that, of course, dealing with the issue of homosexuality and all that, and as a believer, is that something that you can be a believer and have a homosexual lifestyle,
Yeah, it's been interesting. Jason Collins, if you're just joining us, on Monday, NBA player Jason Collins came out and said he was a homosexual. It's the first major sport, Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, first major sport to have a player come out openly and say, an active player come out and say that they are gay. And it spawned immediate, not backlash, but it just commentary from all sides. And one of those sides was Chris Broussard, because Jason Collins, he is an open homosexual now, also says he is a believer in Jesus Christ. And so Chris Broussard, they were asking him his opinions, and this is what he said. He said, quote, "Personally, I don't believe that you can live an openly homosexual lifestyle or an openly premarital sex lifestyle between heterosexuals. If you're openly living that kind of lifestyle, then the Bible says you know them by their fruits. It says that is a sin." He also went on to say, quote, "And if you're openly living in unrepentant sin, whatever it may be, not just homosexuality, but adultery, fornication, premarital sex, whatever it may be, I believe that's walking in open rebellion to God and to Jesus Christ. So I would not characterize that person as a Christian because I don't think the Bible would characterize him as a Christian."
Yeah, that's like, that's the real deal.
Yeah.
Man, that's brilliant.
Chris
Broussard. Yeah.
He's
right.
I was shocked that went out on ESPN, first of all, to be honest. I was very excited. The only response that ESPN gave was, quote, "We regret that a respectful discussion of personal viewpoints became a distraction from Monday's news." Mm-hmm. ESPN is fully committed to diversity, welcomes Jason Collins' announcement, but they have not condemned Chris Broussard. They've not punished him in any way. Well, since then, a Christian group calling themselves Faithful America, their motto is "Love thy neighbor, no exceptions," has launched an online petition.
Yeah.
They want ESPN to suspend Broussard for his comments. This was their quote. "Chris Broussard's hateful attack on Jason Collins for being gay was an unacceptable misrepresentation of the Christian faith. ESPN must immediately suspend Chris Broussard and guarantee their network will never again be used for gay bashing." That was from a Christian group.
Oh, that's gay bashing.
And so
they haven't heard us yet.
That was the question of the morning, really.
Yeah.
You know, because we've had a lot of people saying, "Hey, we gotta love everybody, man. We're called to love." You know. So, Theology Thursday.
Yeah, you know,
Pastor Jarrett.
I'm sort of shocked, actually. You know, but. I mean, in a way, not shocked that this is the way the world's going, but just in a way that, you know, this is such a sign of how the world would be. So much like Sodom and Gomorrah, you know, just where it would be given over. You cannot have light with darkness, as I'm sure you spoke about a little bit earlier. You know, to be able to connect Christ to that and have your, you know, to say you're a Christian, that's not the Christianity that we're following here. And, you know, Paul, I love what he says in Romans, just as clear as day, when he talked about not being ashamed of the gospel because it is the power of God. When a person's really born again, when they're saved, they have a power. The power of God transforms an entire life, lifestyle included. I mean, your whole nature is changed. And as a result of that, God, he says that his wrath is going to come upon those who suppress the truth. So that means that they know the truth, they're suppressing that truth, and therefore God will require that of them. And he goes in Romans chapter 1, he talks all about that, how men are given over because of the lust of their heart. God eventually gives them over to the desire of their own heart, which is a nightmare.
Yeah.
And in that sense, when you just want to sin, regardless of, you know, heterosexuality or homosexuality,
right,
you know, as we're talking about, to consider that to be gay bashing. Listen, we love people regardless of nationality, all that, regardless of lifestyle,
orientation,
exactly,
race,
whatever.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
but the reality is we don't want to stay in that sin because it separates them from God. God is very clear. Do not be deceived. God is not going to be mocked.
Right.
And so either you believe the way that the world would form a person and shape them, and you believe that, and you begin to think, well, I could have this and that. Listen, that's not the same Jesus Christ that we're following. And so I don't know.
So I can't love Jesus and live in my filth for the rest
of
my life?
You can, and he doesn't want you to. I mean, come on now. So it's one thing to say, yeah, hey, I've come out or whatever, but you know, where's the change? Where's the fruit as declared by...
But what if it feels really good, Pastor Jarrett?
Well, that's... Yeah.
Well, that's a different story.
It feels
just
really good.
Well, the truth, yeah, that's what you get, but you don't understand my situation. It feels really amazing. It makes me
It
feels right. You'll hear that. It feels right. How can Jesus condemn this? How can God condemn this? Because it just feels so right to me. But this is how I, this is my person. This is the way he made me. This is how I feel.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is that, you know, John, I think, is clear, too, when he says, do not love the world or the things in the world. And because if you love the things of the world, the love of the Father is not in you.
Right.
And I think the idea is that feelings set aside from fact and truth is when you become a Christian, those feelings fall into line. The emotional life is changed as well. Because something feels good in the flesh, whether somebody is doing drugs, you know, or they're angry at that moment and it feels good to take revenge or, you know, have a sexual lifestyle because it feels good, it's not in its proper place. And and obviously, you know, something like that, it's a work of the flesh. It's very clear, the flesh and the spirit.
Now, we've been talking about this, you know, half the morning. One thing I definitely want to point out, because people will say, well, yeah, we're called, you know, don't love the world or the things of the world, which obviously that's God's word. But I think people confuse that and say, so we need to hate on these people? We need to condemn?
Not
we need
at all.
To throw down? Because, well, it says, don't love the world or the things of the world. And I think we need to reconcile what that word means, because then you look at John 3:16 where it says, for God so loved the world. And those two words for world actually have completely different meanings, because you look at the people of the world, or you look at the culture and the pride, the selfishness, the sinful desires of the world. And I believe those are the
One's cosmos, one is a system versus the world itself. And of course, man is created in God's image. And like you said, you know, we're called to love one another. And of course we are. But on the other hand, once you love somebody, love tells the truth.
Yeah.
Love has a way of exposing something that leads to death. And a homosexual life leads to death.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just, look what it does. There is, you know, disease related to that, and regardless of the sin. I mean, eventually there's death.
Alcoholism,
it's considered sin.
You're going to destroy your liver, and you're going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah, God tells us.
Any sin.
And that's the reality, is the Lord brings light into that so that he can bring healing. But the thing is if a person chooses that, this is a rather, you know, this is an issue of choice. And so when someone is diving into that sin, like you said, whether it feels good or not, they're making the choice to either believe their emotions and their experience over God's truth.
Yeah.
You know, and so God's truth is what we're to believe. And then God aligns our emotions with that.
Now speak to the new believer who is hearing this and thinking, crap, am I not saved? Because I remember a time where I was struggling in sin.
Yeah.
And I was open about it. I was dealing with something. I needed that help. I needed that guidance. I needed that accountability. I needed that fellowship. But I was still doing it.
Yeah.
Because we're saying, hey, look, you can't actively live this lifestyle and consider yourself a Christian. But then the recovering alcoholic who still battles, who still struggles, who still desires to drink, or who is not married and who, you know, fornicates and who just wants to have sex and truly struggles with that. Speak to that person who is now listening, thinking they are condemned and going to hell because of what Scripture says.
Well, you know, I think Paul, if you don't mind, as I'm quoting here out of 1 Corinthians 6, there needs to be a real fear of God in a person's life.
Yeah.
But with that, that was past tense. And not that you're not going to deal with temptation, because it says that Jesus was tempted in all things, yet without sin. Temptation is not sin.
Yeah.
And as a new believer, we can kind of confuse that just because you're being tempted on something that you're in sin, but you're not in sin.
Right.
You're just being tempted. It's how you respond to that and what you do with that. The Bible says to take those thoughts captive and take it to Christ and say, Lord, I'm struggling with this. God gives us the power. Going back to that verse, I think we're living in a generation that Paul reminded us that the Spirit would say in the last days that there would be you know, the desire for the things of the spirit world and the things of the, you know, the Holy Spirit, but the power would be totally lacking. What I see around us is somebody could hear truth all their life, even grow up in a church, and if it's not penetrating their life and their heart, and it's not, they're not a doer of the word, it calluses them.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lack of power. So the lack of the Holy Spirit and the power of the Holy Spirit in that life. But I'll say this too, as a way of encouragement, by the way, it doesn't sound like it when I first start out, but Paul says in 1 Corinthians 6, again, the fear of God. Do you not know that the unrighteous, they will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither fornicators, idolaters, adulterers, homosexuals, or sodomites, thieves, covetous, drunkards, revilers, extortioners, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. And then he says, and such were some of you. But you were washed, past tense. You were sanctified, past tense. And you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. So the cool thing is, as a believer, as a new believer, again, your life has been changed. You have been washed. God has set you apart. He has sanctified you. With all that said, when you look past, you realize that it's very clear in God's word who will not inherit the kingdom of God. So if you think you're a believer and you're still living in that sin, then you may need to check your life. And of course, you just cannot have both. It's a work of the flesh, and the fruit is evident because, again, you're constantly being attracted to those things and you're going into those areas of sin. So yeah, we're told over and over again, put off the old man, put on the new man. There is a responsibility.
Yeah.
And I think we see a high level of lukewarmness in the day we live in.
505-338-3700 is the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. If you'd like to chime in on the conversation, we have a lot of comments to get to, I know.
We do.
All right. Coming up, we'll get to some of them. We got some Young the Giant on the way right now. Hawk in Paris. Steve on Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. Kids, sink or swim. Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O and Jarrett.
Good morning.
Studio. Mitch had to go to the little girl's
Mitch
room.
Ditched.
Yeah, she did. She did.
She did.
So we've been talking about this Jason Collins situation. NBA player coming out. Christian group calling for an ESPN writer suspension after he...
Mm-hmm.
He didn't condemn it. He just spoke the truth of God's word that, hey, this is what God's word says. And Jason Collins says, hey, I'm a devout Christian. And I like dudes.
Yeah.
And he said, maybe not so much.
Yeah.
Not just you, but anybody living a lifestyle contrary to God's word. And since then, it spawned a huge discussion.
Dude.
You can check out the entire discussion at Facebook. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. But one thing, because I know we're running out of show, and we haven't had a chance to talk about this. I wanted to pseudo-switch gears, because today is the National Day of Prayer.
Yes.
We mentioned it earlier. But I wanted to talk about the importance of prayer, because I got to be honest, I woke up this morning,
mm-hmm.
as
That's
I do
nice.
Every day. And before I leave, I always walk into my boys' rooms.
Uh-huh.
And I always pray over my boys.
Awesome.
And it's that prayer that sometimes you'll hear, you know, different pastors or different people kind of mock, in a sense, where it's, I pray for their safety today.
Mm-hmm.
I thank God for blessing us. I thank Him for the air that we're breathing this
That's
morning,
right.
for the home that we live in. I ask Him to keep my family safe today, that Jack will have a great practice and Luke
mm-hmm.
will have a great, and it sounds like me, what I want and what I need. And I know sometimes, you know, different people say, what? You can't pray stuff like that. I don't ask for the Ferrari in the
yeah.
morning. You know, it's just that
just
generalized, that generalized protection over the family type prayer, and asking for those things.
Yeah.
And then I go on my merry way and
mm-hmm.
start my day. However, it's National Day of Prayer, so I thought it would be important to talk about prayer. What is prayer? The purpose of prayer? Because I think it's one of the more misunderstood things in the Christian faith, because people say, well, he's not a genie, so I don't want to ask
mm-hmm.
for this. But then I think of the verse that says, you have not because you ask not.
Yeah.
James tells us that.
So
there's this conundrum of, well, what is prayer? What is the purpose of prayer? So I thought it'd be good to, you know, clarify some things. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I think it's awesome to see where Jesus would pray to the Father and spend much time with Him, rise early, spend
mm-hmm.
time with the Father. Just always that dependency. You know, prayer, obviously, In a simplified form, is just talking to the Lord.
Right.
And then I think even more importantly, listening to the Lord. I mean, being able to just to pray through the word. I love the idea that you can open to the Psalms, read those Psalms out loud, and make that your prayer. That's a great way, I think, in really starting to learn how to pray, getting in tune with God's will. The cool thing about when Jesus said, if you pray in my name, and we usually, you know, cap off a prayer by saying,
yeah,
in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Yeah. What that means when we're coming to the Lord is praying not only in His name, but His nature. Everything about Him, His name and His nature. So of course, as you pray in his name, you're praying inconsistency with who he is. And that's what I love about the Lord. The Lord will, he will not be, contradictive to his own name or nature. And so when you're praying, obviously you're wanting to have the Lord's heart. So getting that into you. I also think about prayer when it relates to even anxiety. I mean, we live in a nation, we're very, insecure world that we live in.
Yeah.
We think about, the economy, everything around us, people not having jobs, what, our president's doing, what military and so forth. And I love that we're reminded in Philippians, which is a killer set of verses that talk about prayer, especially with anxiety. And it says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all of our understanding, it will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. So I love the fact that we deal with anxiety every day, little things, big things. When we're anxious and we cry out to God and we just say, God, I bring a request to you. There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, the Lord wants us to. He wants us to bring supplication, which is something specifically, like with detail. And then also to keep our minds pure. And the cool thing is that God's peace floods our heart. So much of anxiety or worry is really perspective. So when we do pray, a great day, I think, a national prayer, is to pray for our nation, pray for our president, pray for our Congress, our military, our state, our leaders that we have put in office to be able to have the heart and mind of God.
Absolutely. Yeah. Amen. Mm-hmm. I love it.
Yeah.
I also,
in Jesus' name.
I think of a way, I'm trying to find it in Hebrews where it talks about how if we,
coming boldly.
And believing, that, one, he hears us and that he rewards those who.
Hebrews 11:6.
See, thank you. Yeah. I was on 12 going backwards looking, because it's such a good reminder that when we go, we have to believe that,
he exists and that he exists. A rewarder.
And that's the faith, but it's one of those times where, in scripture, it also talks about not being that unstable minded person. We have to,
absolutely.
We have to believe James, in what we're, in James, and believing in that, because I think a lot of times we come to him and we're like, it's like that friend that's like, hey man, hey, no biggie if you can't. Like, that's how they start it. I don't want to bum you out. Absolutely. I don't want to stress you out, but I was just, maybe I just shouldn't ask. Never mind. Yeah. Just forget I brought it up. Never mind.
Yeah.
But, okay, it's okay if you say no, okay? It's totally cool if you say no. I completely understand.
Yeah.
But I was wondering.
But I really want,
You know what, maybe I just shouldn't. Never mind. And it's like, shut up or spit it out. Like, what do you need? Hey, can I borrow your car? Yeah, that's all you had to say. Yeah. Okay, well, if you don't want me to borrow the car, I don't have to.
So true.
You know what I mean? And it's like, when we go to God sometimes, we have those same attitudes where we're like, hey, Lord, so I was just curious. I'd really like you to bless me in this area. Well, but I mean, if you don't, I mean, but I want your will to be done. So if it's not your will to bless me, then I just don't. You don't. I mean, you don't have to. You don't have to.
It'd
but
be really
like,
nice.
If you, this job, and it'd be cool. What I'm trying to. But I mean, only if it's cool with you. But like, I don't want you to. You know. Never mind. You know. And it's like, dude. I'm sure God's just like, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I already know.
Yeah.
Just say it. You know? And so I'm glad today at National Day of Prayer we can talk about these things. Yeah. We can talk about the purpose of prayer. Because I don't necessarily know that there is a quote unquote wrong prayer. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Let me say something that's pretty cool. When I first, thought about prayer and someone showed me this in James 4, just about asking amiss, I think it's important, going back to what we're talking about, asking in Jesus' name and his nature, being consistent, really having the heart of God and learning that, of course, by when you do read the word and you see the character of God revealed there and you want to pray, you begin to get in line with him. Yeah. Prayer is not necessarily even getting our will done, but getting in line with what God is already doing in his will.
Yeah.
But I love what he says about wars, and especially as a National Day of Prayer. Look at James 4:1 if you have your Bible there. It says, where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desire for your pleasure that war in your members? You lust and you do not have. You murder and you covet and you cannot obtain. You fight and you war, yet you do not have because you do not ask.
Mm-hmm.
You ask and do not receive because you ask amiss, that you may spend it on your own pleasure. And so prayer and direction, speaking about our own pleasure versus God's desire and his pleasure is to really get in line with him. And no wonder there are wars. No wonder there is lust and covetousness and murders, because so many things are like, you know, just asked amiss. I mean, what if you have one team, football team, praying, Lord, help us win this football game, and the other football team saying, Lord, help us win this football game.
Somebody's going to lose.
Yeah, someone's going to lose, but so much of that, and there's nothing wrong with that, don't misunderstand me, but I think asking amiss sometimes, especially when it comes to war and there's been battles raged in the name of God and living and dying in his name.
Well, there's one going on right now, you know, with this homosexuality.
That's right.
It is a word war now.
And you know, the ultimate thing, even with this, we can rest assured that God will win this battle, because his will ultimately triumph. I mean, that's it. Plain and simple. So getting in line with God's will, praying, and, you know, the classic acronym of ACTS is a classic one. A stands for adoration, coming to the God, honoring God's name, like in the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
And then, of course, confession for the C.
Yeah.
T for thanksgiving, and then closing it out with specific prayer or supplication is what it called. So the word ACTS is a great way to remember coming to the Lord, honoring him, confession, thanksgiving, and supplication.
There you go.
Yeah, that's a great way to remember that.
National Day of Prayer. You. Pastor Jarrett, you can
great
catch
to be
him
here
every single Sunday.
Can I go pray now?
For you. Hill at the Lobo Theater. Thank you. Thank you.
And Mitch.
I covet
thank
those.
You.
I will accept them. So, all right. I guess that's it for us.
Yes.
Did you delete it?
Yes. I sent it to me.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we're out. We'll see you guys again tomorrow. It's Fun Joke Friday. We have Sam Swan from the Baptist Convention in New Mexico and, of course, our amazing interns as well. So, there it is. We
all
out.
Right.
All right.
Adios.
Adios. We'll see you guys mañana. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Peace.